This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got a Mel Kiper Mock 4.0 we'll mix in the show today, as well as a lot of Tiger baseball. How real is this? Mize Torkelson changes things for the Tigers. Get to Scott Harris's comments at 8:35. The Lions could play on Christmas Day, John. We all know about Thanksgiving.
It's a beautiful thing.
What about Thanksgiving Day? Rod Wood said the Lions are not exempt from playing on Christmas Day, despite their annual Thanksgiving commitment. Rod Wood suggested the team would likely play on the road, though, so that the team would, you know, not have both holiday games here. You love it. Heather's already booing the idea of it.
I hate it. Christmas is my all-time favorite holiday. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are probably my two favorite days out of the entire year. And I do not want to be sitting in front of a TV watching football. Or have my husband be in the other room watching football while I am taking part in all of the family festivities.
You have family festivities going on all day long?
No, but not technically all day long, but the day is pretty much, we have a tradition, and I don't want that to be, I don't want it to be tampered with.
Is there a gap in the tradition, say around 12:30, or maybe at 4, or even after the day is done at about 8 o'clock?
Okay, maybe at 8, 9 when we're like getting in bed.
Oh, so we got a little wiggle room here.
So primetime Christmas night game.
Okay.
Hey.
Now we're talking.
I still don't love it. Like you yes, okay. Fine. If it were to happen, it happens. Whatever, right?
Yeah, you have no control over it.
I don't. I don't love the idea because I love Christmas.
Rod Wood said, I know we're a big TV draw, so I wouldn't rule out they might ask us to do it. I think for our fans, asking them to give up Thanksgiving and Christmas is a big ask, so I've tried to avoid it, but we'll see what the schedule is when it comes out.
God, I understand that take.
Yeah.
In regards to fans giving up their Thanksgiving, or at least part of their Thanksgiving day, by going to Ford Field. And it is, but it's become a Thanksgiving tradition.
I was going to say, people actually have built their day around the Lions on Thanksgiving. It's become part of the charm of the day is football and Thanksgiving. They go hand in hand. The food and the football, you plan your day around when you're going to eat and when you're going to watch the Lions game. It's a tradition. Tradition's got to start somewhere. Christmas Day is awesome. This team.
Beautiful.
This team is a popular brand, a successful team. They want to be put out in a spot for all to see. John, embrace this. Embrace the Lions being one of the marquee football teams in the NFL.
Our Christmas tradition, because when I was playing, I was never really home all day on Christmas. It was, we never had a Christmas Day game, but we had practice or I'd have to go in for film or do something on Christmas Day because it just never seemed to fall on Tuesday. Which was our day off. I would have loved to have had a game on Christmas Day. That's why I loved having games on Thursdays in general or on Thanksgiving, because it meant I basically got another bye week. You would have then Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. be back to work on Monday, and then have Tuesday off. So you would have, especially at the end of the year or around the holiday, I would be happy as a player making that sacrifice of playing on Christmas Day, because you're playing on prime time. Like, everybody in the world is going to be watching, which is what you want as an athlete. You want everybody to be watching you, all eyes on you. But then you would have the ability to have Christmas Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You could have a much longer time with your family at that point.
You're saying from the athlete standpoint.
From an athlete standpoint. And from a fan standpoint, our Christmas Day tradition is, we wake up, kids open presents, we open presents, we have a special breakfast, and then after that, it's staring at each other. Because I don't want to go anywhere on Christmas. I'm not going to go to the game on Christmas. Now, I mean, Lisa's a huge football fan, and that opportunity may present itself, but we would go as a family, or at least I would go with Lisa.
I don't get out of my pajamas on Christmas.
Great, so it's perfect. Sit on the couch, throw the game on.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Kids are playing with their toys, and you guys got the game on. Colin's geeked out, ready to go.
Yeah. There's something to do the rest of the day is watch football.
Mm-mm.
It's awesome.
I don't like it.
So Christmas Eve's the bigger day in my family. Christmas Day has always been, to John's point, wake up. When I was younger, we'd open up our gifts, and we'd play with them all day. Now it's... you just get to spend time with your family, and you can throw the game on and watch football.
Yeah, and I don't want to sit there and watch a movie that I've watched 1,000 times, or I want to watch one of the, you know, the kids can watch their, you know, Christmas movies or their, you know, Hallmark movies.
You're saying another room?
Yes. Mm-mm. But they all like watching football as well, for the most part. So they will watch part of the games. And if the Lions are on, then it becomes a family tradition. We're going to watch the Lions game together. It's absolutely perfect.
You hate this, Heather.
I don't like the idea at all. And everything you're saying, I can understand. You can watch it together and you're still together and it's something to do after you do all of your breakfast and the gifts and the whatever else you do. I'm just stubborn and I like what I do already on Christmas Day and I don't want to change that.
Yes.
And I don't want Colin to go and somewhere else to watch the game when I'm with the kids having fun with them, and I don't like any of it. No.
Done opening presents and you've had your lunch, special Christmas lunch.
Of leftovers.
If you're just sitting around the living room and the kids are playing, especially since you guys like the closed captioning.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be okay with having the game on while you guys are, and it could be on silent because you can read the game. Wouldn't you be okay with family time, but then Colin gets to keep an eye on the game?
Of course, it would be fine, but I wouldn't like it.
Because his attention is not on you.
No, it's not about me. It's just about the family.
People are very defensive of Colin on the ticket text. I'll have to sift through the best ones.
I'm trying to defend him here.
But we don't stick around our house the whole day. We do leave to see other family. So we're not just sitting around all day long.
So I know for some families, Christmas Day, it's a taxi service. You go to one grandparent's house and then another grandparent's house and an aunt and uncle's house and you're bouncing around.
If you went over to the, let's just say, the in-laws' house.
Yes, which is where we would go.
And they had the game on. Would you ask your mother-in-law,
Never.
Please turn that off?
Never.
You're taking away from family time.
Never.
Texter says, if your husband's going to do all day long Christmas festivities for you, you can at least let him watch one football game.
The thing is Colin loves Christmas just as much as I do. Like, he really, like, it is our favorite day of the year. And he likes, I believe, our traditions that we do that day. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But I don't think he would love this. I don't think he would love the idea of Lions playing on Christmas Day. I really don't.
The NFL's king.
I want to know the answer to that question. I want to know so bad, because Colin... I have no doubt that he loves Christmas and that is something that you guys do together. I love having that family time together. But if you're all in the house or if you're at another person's house and the game is on, it adds to the environment.
But maybe because your kids are old enough to sit down and enjoy a football game, where my kids are not. They will not sit and watch a football game. They're too little.
No, but they could be playing around.
But if we had a holiday movie on... they would be into that.
Look, as long as they're not playing the game at like 9 a.m. Christmas morning, kids will be fine. Yeah. A ticket texter says, what slot would you want them to play in? 1, 4, or 8? Gary and Trenton.
8.
I think that would be probably the best primetime matchup end of the day.
Not one. That'd be the worst.
I would love a 1 o'clock Lions game.
On Christmas Day.
Of course you absolutely would love it.
We got a lot of feedback. We've got open phone lines, 248-539-9797. We want you guys to be part of this conversation. If the Lions play on Christmas Day, which could happen, Rod Wood confirming, just because we play Thanksgiving Day doesn't mean we can't get Christmas Day. How would you feel about it? John loves it. I love it. Heather hates it. It's 97.1.
Hey, baseball fans love the long ball. We all do. We love home runs. And FanDuel is giving you even more reasons to love every single home run every Tuesday during that Major League Baseball season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on the moonshot, whatever you want to call it, you could take your winnings to all new heights. So whether it's a big blast or somebody goes opposite field, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost and make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Zach LaFine, he always does it to the Pistons. I think it's four different 40-point games. Pistons blew an 18-point lead in that second half. I think they missed Tobias Harris. Anyway, that's Mark Champion's call of the Pistons. We'll talk some Tigers later in the hour. We're talking about the Lions on Thanksgiving Day and maybe even Christmas Day now. Heather?
I got an update from Colin,
yeah,
who's listening, and he says he'd rather have no games. He said, not into it because I wouldn't be able to focus on the game or I would feel guilty if I did.
Good answer for your wife publicly, Colin. I got
we
your
love
back.
Christmas. And that is the thing. He loves the Lions. If there was a game, that's all he would be focused on.
We brought this up because Rod Wood confirmed that just because the Lions have Thanksgiving doesn't mean they can't also play on Christmas. He said he would hope for the fans that it would be a road game so that we wouldn't have two different home games on holidays. I like the idea. The Lions are a marquee franchise. They play in big time slots. And,
yep,
and Christmas Day is a big deal for the NFL now. I like the idea. You know, you're not doing it while people are opening Christmas gifts or going to church on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
You'd play 1, 4, or 8. You'd play in one of these slots that we could all sit together and watch football. There are split opinions on this. John's with me.
Oh, 100%. So is my wife.
Okay. But Colin and Heather, unified front.
Yes.
Say yeah. No. Sports on holidays are lame, and anyone changing holiday plans for sports is lame.
Thank you.
I'm a football junkie. Football on Christmas Day is absurd. Pay attention to your family, for goodness sake. Who
Thank
needs
you.
Extra stress on Christmas Day?
I totally agree.
Another vote for Heather. This is Bill up north, says time of the year could matter. I don't need a loss to Green Bay on Christmas Day.
Ooh. Yeah, well.
Ruin the holiday.
Don't lose.
Someone wants to know if the disco is open on Christmas Day.
Boogie Wonderland.
TBD.
Winter Wonderland.
Christmas is my favorite holiday and the Lions are my favorite team. Nothing better than watching them with the whole family. Texas says, I'm good with the Lions playing on Christmas Day. It's just another holiday. Only way I'll watch is if Hooker is starting, though. Jamar in Westland.
Been a while.
You got the best hits. Where's Jerry, Jack, and Coke? No, here it is.
Oh, he is in there.
He is in here. I don't like this. My clients will be vacationing in the Caymans, and I won't be able to go. Jerry, Jack, and Coke. Heather hates Charlie Brown, so of course she's going to hate the Lions playing football on Christmas. I don't think she really likes Christmas the way she says she does.
I know. Yeah.
So can I sprinkle something in here?
Wah, 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 wah. Right? Is that how they talk? Stupid. No,
that's his teacher.
They don't all talk that way.
Charlie Brown uses words. So does Lucy.
So can this might be too reasonable.
Yeah.
Isn't it possible? Okay, look. If I had something going on Christmas and the Lions played, it'll matter whether it's at 1, 4, or 8. If I had something planned, I would just go do it.
Sure.
And I would live with it. It's like Heather, like you don't like Colin, that like can't he just do your plan and kind of it's just a little background white noise? It's
no, he can't.
Yeah.
If I had tickets and we had something,
no, I'm just saying, because he would. If there is a game on, that is what he wants to be engaged with.
Colin, but you will not.
On Christmas, he wants to engage the family.
You will not watch that game.
If I had tickets, we would discuss it and see. Okay, are we going to change our Christmas tradition and go, or I might just sell them? It wouldn't be the biggest of deals to me.
Here would be the worst. And I could totally see this. Now, Heather, I'm not going to say this is you.
Okay.
But if you have that debate between you and your spouse, and then your spouse says, well, you decide. You decide. Because you know.
There's a right answer.
Yeah, there's a right answer. There's a wrong answer. Yeah. Right? Yep. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, just say what you mean. Don't do that.
If I say do whatever you want, it means you better be doing what I want to do.
Exactly. That's my point.
You got to speak the language, guys.
I'm done. I've told you what I think. Now, it's up to you to make the right decision.
We'll see how much you care about this family or some football game. Amy in Canton, good morning. Amy, what's up?
Good morning, Amy.
Yes, hi. I was just calling that. Of course, the guys who want the game to be on at 1 o'clock, of course they're going to say 1 o'clock. I'm a huge football fan, and I would love to see 8 o'clock. Because in my family, it just seems to be the nature of things. After dinner, my dad, my uncles, they all finish eating, they grab their pie, they go sit down, they watch football on Thanksgiving. And if I've always like secretly been mad about it. My mom, my sisters, the women are not sports fans in my family except for me. I want to take my pie and I want to go watch football too. But I know if I do, if I do, the other women are like, why aren't you in here helping? Why aren't you in here cleaning? Why aren't you doing dishes? So you would never see my dad or my uncles in the kitchen helping clean up when football's on. I'm totally about it being at 8 o'clock because as a woman, like, the dinner is done, the mess is cleaned up, the kitchen's good. You get to sit down with your pie and you get to watch some football. But no guilt.
I you know what? I would love an 8 o'clock game, especially if we're just talking about the Lions. I would agree with you. I think it would probably be the ideal time for that game to be played.
Yeah. I think it's perfect because it does let you do your normal day. You got to drive over to grandma's or the in-laws and you got to see people. And then your day ends, you eat your dinner, and the game's on. It's perfect.
Yeah. I'm trying not to offend anyone right now, other than Heather.
You offend me, it doesn't matter.
Guys, we don't need the Lions playing 3 games in 10 days like Ravens and Chiefs last year. This is actually a bad thing for our football team. I never get to watch the Lions with my extended family. This would be awesome to get a bigger group together and watch. And Texter says, I doubt fans would rather stay home. They would want it to be a home game.
Do you have the look? Do you give Colin the look? Like if he's doing something that you think is he shouldn't be doing, that you don't even have to say a word. You just kind of look and he's like, oh, no.
I probably do. Don't even realize I do.
She gives that look. That look down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, little fella.
Oh.
Scott Harris with comments on Torkelson. How real is this? How far could this team go if he's legit and Mize is legit? We'll get to that. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, last week we talked about how several Lions players are changing their numbers, right, for this upcoming season. Well, now we're learning a little bit more about the whys of some of those changes. So Terrion Arnold is changing his number to 6 to honor his late Alabama teammate, Kyree Jackson. So Jackson wore number 6 at Alabama, and he tragically passed away in a car accident in July of last year. So this is kind of his way to honor his friend, his former teammate. Arnold wore the number 0 throughout the rookie season, but now Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be rocking the number 0. So kind of,
it's a touching tribute,
you know, because you wonder, well, why are it? Well, you know, we talked what's a lot about it, yeah. About these guys changing their numbers, and there's a little nice tribute there for sure. Let's talk a little bit about Sam Menzin, right? The former assistant general manager for the Tigers. I mean, was literally just working the day before opening day, carrying on his role as if nothing was wrong. But then it was released that he resigned Thursday evening before the Tigers could fire him after he engaged in inappropriate behavior. That inappropriate behavior was sending some photos of his junk to 2 female employees. Unsolicited photos through Snapchat. Also, another female MLB employee who didn't work for the Tigers says she also received some of these photos. It's just so scummy. And what did he think? Did he think that he was just going to get away with this? And I mean, on Snapchat, because no one has the photos to show and nobody, it would never come to light. Well, it has. He told The Athletic, that's who broke the story, that he left his role because he was looking for a change of careers and he's going to go back to New York and deal with some family issues. He'd been with the organization for 13 years, worked his way up through the ranks, right? Started as an intern all the way up to assistant general manager.
Yeah, I mean, it's creepy.
And these girls, one of them at least, we don't know who they are, right? They were females working for, and it said former female employees who worked in the front office. One just said, you know, was kind of nervous to come forward when it happened because this was dating back to 2017. One, you don't have any proof on your phone anymore,
yeah,
right?
Like
the photo's gone. And then you're saying this man, this guy who's
assistant GM, he's been with the organization, this guy we all like.
And I work with almost all males, not a lot of females up in this front office to maybe, you know.
Have your back.
Yeah. Man.
And the PSA from you, from the woman's perspective, guys.
Don't send these photos. We don't want them. Especially unsolicited. I mean, that's the worst way to get a photo like that.
And it's happened to you?
It has. And it's like the most disgusting feeling. Opening that photo, because you know, like sometimes you don't know what it's going to be when you click on a message and then there it is. And it's like, it makes you want to vomit.
It's not funny.
I know.
It's the word she used, the sound she made.
It's awful. It's disgusting. It makes you feel like I can't even put it into where it's just gross. Girls don't want it. Even if they're flirting with you a little bit and you're exchanging some text messages or snaps.
It's just.
Unless they say, hey, send me a picture of your junk. They don't want a picture of it.
Yeah.
They don't. A person of interest is in custody in connection to those three bodies. This is a serious one, John. In connection to those three bodies that were found badly burned in a vehicle over the weekend in Detroit. The story is really, really sad. The more we're learning about it, there is a person of interest. This person is suspected of fatally shooting his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, her mother, and also the ex-girlfriend's 9-year-old niece. And then taking their bodies to this location in the vehicle and setting it on fire. So he is in custody, apparently not cooperating with authorities, and they're still investigating everything.
You're so good at your job.
I'm trying not to look at you, who's over there crying in tears.
Giggling.
Just keep talking. In 3 years, this is cool. Flag football is officially going to become an Olympic sport, right? That's going to be fun to see. And there's various NFL players who have expressed some interest in playing the game. And while the league office is kind of saying like, yeah, awesome, let's go, let's do this. The owners are not so sure. So now there's this tension between the NFL and the people who own the NFL teams.
Yeah.
I mean, you get it. The league sees it as an opportunity, right, to market the brand globally. Mm-hmm. And then the owners are like, whoa, hold up. Key players could suffer some major injuries. And even if they don't suffer the injuries, they're going to miss prep time for the 2028 season. And they could even miss some of the off-season program as well, depending on like how the trial processes would go for the Olympics. So it's an interesting debate there.
Yeah, because we've seen NHL players in the Olympics. We've seen Major League Baseball players in the Olympics. We've seen the Dream Team and basketball players in the Olympics.
Because if you were still playing, you would want to be in the Olympics, wouldn't you?
If they had linemen, yes.
Which, yeah, but
they only want skill players.
But, okay.
Take your shots. Go ahead, like, Heather. Take your shots.
It's Heather with the news. It's 97.1. If you're injured in a car accident, you deserve a law firm.
I hate it when you turn it on me.
If you're injured, maybe you've been wounded. You deserve a law firm who cares about you. It's KG Law. Lawrence KG is a Detroiter. He built his business on the idea that you're not just a number. He and his team are going to look after you when you need it most. The phone number is 877-KG-CARES. You can check him out online, kgcares.com. He's won millions because he fights and wins big. If you or someone you love has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. That's kgcares.com. It's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. Got to get a shot off at the end of that game. Houston, two possessions in the final minute, two turnovers, and the Gators complete the comeback. Three straight comebacks. Lead eight, final four, and national title. They are national champions. A weird game in that it was close. It was feisty. We like defense here, right? We like the Pistons playing defense.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, not a brilliant presentation. So the winning team shoots 39% and 25% from three. Houston had five assists for the entire game. A basketball masterpiece, was not, but you get a thriller at the end and Florida won it all. John, we talked about the Tigers, and you said that Yankee win yesterday felt legitimizing.
Especially on the heels of, we were excited yesterday, and rightfully so, right? Coming off of a ninth inning comeback and a great win with the hit by Spencer Torkelson. But the pushback we got was, well, it was 2 of 3 against Seattle. Seattle's not a great team. You got swept by the Dodgers, and you beat, as you should have, the worst team in baseball in the Chicago White Sox. All of those are factual. Mm-hmm. You can still be excited. And then yesterday, they go out and beat one of the highest paid teams, one of the highest payrolls, one of the best lineups in baseball, in the New York Yankees. Does that add any legitimacy, even though it's a very young season, 10 games, but does it add a little bit of legitimacy to what you're seeing from the Tigers?
Yeah, we're basically looking for the naysayers to weigh in on this.
And if it's simply, hey, it's still 10 games.
Okay.
I get that. That's fine. That can be your answer, but it can also be, yeah, you know what? It does add a little legitimacy to what they're doing.
Well, I mean, for Casey Mize, right? I mean, to face that lineup and to look the way he did, I think, yeah, that feels like it's legit. This team's won 4 in a row, 6 of 7. April was so important for this team with the brutal schedule. So maybe the answer is you need to wait till the end of April to feel like it's legitimate. And that's okay. Like, let us know. Is it All-Star break? Is it trade deadline? Is it Sparky's 40-game mark? Or I think April is a good barometer for this baseball team because you are going to get series against the Orioles this month. You're going to get series against the Royals and the Twins and some AL Central teams that aren't the White Sox. John, if they have a winning record at the end of this month, I think that says a lot. I think they're legit at that point.
Yeah, because they're not digging themselves a hole, and they're not looking and going, oh, woe is me, because of the injuries that they've suffered with Meadows, with with Vierling, and the fact that Gleyber Torres, their big signing this offseason in terms of a position player, is unavailable right now. But they've had other guys step up, and it wasn't like they were lighting things on fire. It was 5 hits.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very opportunistic hits, right? You get the 3-run home run by Andy Ibanez, and Javier Baez, like, he has been decent this year. Can you rely upon that? I would say no. But is the same answer, is it the same for Spencer Torkelson? Can you rely on it? History would say no. But when do you start accepting the fact that maybe he can contribute? Maybe he can be that right-handed bat that they that we so longed for over the last 2 years for them to go sign.
248-539-9797 is the phone number. We want to know, especially if you're a naysayer, what's it going to take for you to feel like this team is legitimate? And that's kind of a loaded question. What does it mean to be legitimate? But we just got done talking about it. If Torkelson is legit, if Mize is legit, you take a team that was going to fight for a wild card spot, and I think they could win this division. Those two guys contribute. They're the best team in this division. And they go from a team that we're talking about winning about 80 games, John, give or take, to a team that could maybe win 90 games, give or take. Now, it's going to have to be more than just Mize and Torque, but they're a huge part of this because those are guys they weren't counting on, not in the way they're playing. Mize doesn't look like a number five, right? Torkelson's a guy who wasn't supposed to be on the team, and he's their number three hitter. It does change things when you get those contributions. Mize could pitch like a number three on this team.
Yeah. And he threw a couple of starts. He is. He has been everything that we had hoped he would be, you know, after having an arm event, Tommy John surgery.
Chiming in on the Tigers, I actually think they're actually competing, and I believe they're going to make it to the World Series if they add a key player at the deadline and possibly get rid of Baez.
Yeah, we don't want Javier Baez. We want Javier Baez.
Javier Baez can play baseball.
Yeah, so far.
0 for 4, and I'm still riding the torque train, baby, Kyle in Livonia.
He's not going to get a hit in every game.
And this one says, yay, yodeling music, tremendous.
It's a great selection by Greg.
Good work. It does change things, though.
Yeah, when you get contributions from guys that you didn't think would ever be contributing factors. I mean, Casey Mize, we were wondering if Casey Mize would be a part of this rotation. We were wondering if Spencer Torkelson would even be on the major league roster ever.
So we got the compliment on the yodeling music. Should we use that like all the time? Like if a team's climbing up the standings, like when the Red Wings make their run here coming up?
No, we'll stick with Alive. We'll stick with Pearl Jam. I mean, that one was set by the Wings, right? Can't go against the man.
Sure.
We'll talk Wings in the 9 o'clock hour. Look, tonight's game is everything. And some of you already checked out, some of you are holding out hope. We'll explore it. Greg, I actually think the other mountain climber sounder might be better. The guy falling off the mountain.
Yeah.
That's Red Wing fans at the end of the night tonight. If you're even on the mountain. What do you mean this could be? Yeah, you know, you're right though. They'll win tonight.
It'd be the most Red Wings win ever.
Just to dangle a little bit of hope for that final few games here. They just need it.
Little pitter-patter of the heart.
They need it. If you guys want to send in alternate songs besides Alive that describe this Red Wings season and the end of the season, let us know. We can collect those on the ticket text. They're alive, John, right now. But by this time tomorrow, it may be a very different tune.
It could be. I mean, tonight's game is vital.
If they lose, what song do you want us to play tomorrow to sum up?
I said it. I think we open
taps.
Up with Taps.
Yeah. We got some creative people on the ticket text. 248-539-9797. We'll get to that question. Are you checked out or are you holding out hope? Tonight in Montreal, it's 97.1.